Welcome to ClinPharm Pod. I'm Elena Webster, Deputy Managing Editor for the ASCPT family of journals. My guests today are Clinical and Translational Science Associate Editors Dr. Erica Woodall, Professor at the University of Montana, and Liwei Wong, Professor at the Mayo Clinic, as well as CTS Editor-in-Training Maiwen Nguyen, Senior Clinical Pharmacologist at AbbVie. Welcome to the podcast.
Thank you.
Thank you for having us.
CTS has recently issued a call for papers for a special collection focusing on the ways translational science can advance precision medicine. Liwei, break that down for us. How are you defining precision medicine in this context, and what role does translational science play?
Hello, everyone. Very nice to be here today. I've been with CTS, editorial for a couple of years, and I've seen the science I've developed over the years, particularly in precision medicine. And my own research has been always a focus on pharmacogenetics, pharmacogenomics, which is really studying how host genome contributing to response variation response to therapeutics. As we all talk about precision medicine, obviously one of the major components in clinical practice is therapeutics. So how we treat the patients in an individualized fashion is critical. That can lead to a much better outcome, can avoid unnecessary side effects, can achieve longer survival or better life quality for those patients. As we can see with the technology and the science developed in field in general in medicine, we will imagine over the years, obviously, precision medicine as a scientific field also have evolved by integrating a lot of multiple omics technology, a lot of computation system, biology system, pharmacology, all the way to the current status using artificial intelligence to integrate these information. When we talk about before, we're looking at a single gene, single genetic variants, and now we were able to really assess the whole genome at the DNA level, at the RNA level, at the protein level, at the metabolites level, as well as integrating the clinical information like electronic medical record, imaging, as well as the lab values or biochemical assay results. So imagine now we can really do a much thorough job of integrating all of these information, create a user-friendly algorithm, allow us in a real time to predict how individual might respond to a given therapy, allow us to select best therapy for that particular individual, allow us to truly achieve a much better outcome for that particular individual, not only at the efficacy side, but also improve the life quality, reduce the side effect. I think if you talk about precision medicine in the context of 2026, right, that's what we really are aimed for, is how we can integrate all these information that are now really available to us, how we can use the latest technology, both computational as well as at the molecular level. So how we can integrate all of these information using the latest technology, develop the most accurate predictive algorithm that allow us to really use them at the bedside. But at the same time, we also have to be really careful when we practice this precision medicine to make sure that we do this in a more equity way. We allow these algorithm to actually reach out, have the outreach capacity across different population, really serve the best for those population might need the most. So we also have to consider not only the scientific and clinical aspect of the precision medicine, how we apply precision medicine and practice precision medicine, but also the social value and social outcome in terms of using these precision medicine tools to help us really achieve a much better clinical outcome and in general achieve a better, build a better medical system here.
Yeah, I think that's a great point. And that was actually the focus of the ASCPT meeting this year in Denver, talking about pharmacoequity and how, we continue to evolve the science while also making sure that it is available to the largest number of people as well. So this issue was conceived to highlight the 10th anniversary of CTS joining the ASCPT Journal family. Erica, would you talk about the importance of this theme as it relates to this milestone for CTS?
Yes, thank you. Thank you for having me. Yeah, we're very excited to celebrate this milestone of CTS being under the banner and the leadership of ASCPT for the past 10 years. And we really want to acknowledge and celebrate the central role of precision medicine in translational science. Li Wei talked a lot about the importance of precision medicine and how it can be used to improve therapies for patients. We really look forward to having a broad scope of national and global biomedical initiatives highlighted in this 10th anniversary edition that will really increase the emphasis on precision health. The translational science community really plays a pivotal role in ensuring that these innovations coming out of precision medicine are scientifically grounded, are equitable, getting to that piece about pharmacoequity, reproducible, and meaningful for all patients.
Thanks, Erica. The call for papers for this collection lists several topics of interest you'd like to see covered in the submissions, and we will link to that call in the description of this episode. I'd just like to quickly touch on all of them today. When you asked for submissions covering translational approaches enabling precision medicine, what did you have in mind?
Yeah, so when covering this particular topic, I think I would really invite everyone to think of translational approaches in a vast group of ways. That is, you don't have to just limit yourself to preclinical approaches with animal models. We can think of omics, and that can range from pharmacogenomics to metabolomics to proteomics. So anything really that invites a new method in silico, preclinical versus clinical, that helps us advance in precision medicine, that's what I think of when we are thinking of what can we submit for this particular topic.
Excellent. Thank you. Moving on to the next point. Li Wei, when you all asked for submissions on tools, technologies, and methodological innovations, what was the thought process behind that?
When you talk about translational tools and methodologies, and obviously we think about both from the preclinical perspective as well as clinical translation and clinical from those perspectives. There are a lot of tools that are currently being developed and being applied for precision medicine coming from preclinical tools. Obviously, we can think about model systems. We can create models that are best represent a human disease at the individual level. We talk a lot about these tools other than animal models, but now we're going to human organoids, human disease platform, chip on organs. So those are the tools that certainly will be part of the collection, you know, that will be very interesting to the wide readers. But on the other side, the translation and the clinical implementation that also contains a lot of updated modern tools right now, omics, and that creates a vast majority of the data on the human biospecimens. So we can use those data sets to do integrated analysis, which also link to what kind of computational tools that are newly developed or being used, or it can be applied. So how and when and what for those tools. And that's also part of the collection that I think readers will be very interested in, in a sense that you have specific example to describe those tools. But also the other end, on the sort of receive end is the implementation. Once you have all of these tools, how you can implement in the clinic that actually facing both patients as well as the clinician. The implementation science also involves a lot of these tools that over the years, a lot of folks, scientists, and clinicians have developed. And we also want examples to really demonstrate from the implementation science perspective how you use those tools. What are the success? What are the challenges? And what are potential alternatives? So those are topics. I think it can cover a variety of areas in terms of applying translational tools all the way from preclinical to implementation in the clinical side. So we'll be very excited and looking forward to all the topics that are submitted by the community.
Thanks, Li Wei. Clinical translation and implementation is also on the list. Erica, what are you looking for with this topic suggestion?
Yeah, thank you. Kind of building on what Li Wei said is that there's these amazing tools and technologies and innovations that are coming out, but how do we ensure that these actually reach patients? So I think that's kind of the focus of this topic is how do we move the needle on health and to improve health for populations? So some of the things that could be included in this topic could be methodology in trial design, real-world evidence-based implementation and therapeutic strategies, also thinking about health equity in precision medicine and implementation science. So thinking about what are the necessary tools and maybe changes of clinical workflow to get these things from the research sphere into patient hands.
Thank you. So next up on the list is regulatory, ethical, and policy considerations. Wen, how are you hoping authors will tie this into translational science driving precision medicine?
This is a really great question. I think we should take a lot of care when thinking about this particular topic. As we all may already understand, the regulatory landscape is changing very rapidly, especially as of late. And so we want to make sure that our papers reflect and follow these regulatory guidelines. But we don't just want to focus on what will the government accept, but we also want to think about our patients, because when it comes to ethics, especially things like genomic sequencing, pharmacogenomics, we want to care for that security and the information that's obtained when doing this kind of methodology and sequencing. And along those lines, there's some policy considerations where how much does this genomic testing cost? Do we need to do a single target or just do a whole genome sequencing? What's really necessary for our work? And really putting all that together in a paper and reflecting all these regulatory changes and these ethics would really help with this particular theme.
I think those are really excellent points, especially about how much the regulatory landscape is in flux at the moment. So a very important time to be discussing topics like that as well. The last topic of interest that you all said you would like to see research on is pharmacoequity, which we touched on a little bit earlier. Erica, since a lot of the research you and your lab do very much promotes pharmacoequity, I'd like to ask you about this one.
Sure. Wen kind of touched on it with the ethical piece too, you know, thinking about if we want to have more diversification in our clinical research studies, we need to maybe think about some of the ethical considerations for people and for communities who maybe haven't been involved as much. You know, why is that? How can we improve kind of patients' perspective and participants' perspectives on research? So we'd love to solicit and have papers around precision medicine through the lens of pharmacoequity. How do we do better to ensure that these tools that are coming out of precision medicine are working for everybody and not just a select group of the global population? We'd love to have some papers that understand diseases across biological spectrum and across diverse populations. Interesting topics could also be using AI tools to individualize therapies as well. Again, under that umbrella of really making sure that as clinical pharmacologists and translational scientists, that the work that we do is going to be accessible for all.
Thank you. Getting down to more practical questions, Wen, what types of papers are you hoping people will submit?
Oh, what a tough question, actually, because CTS welcomes really any sort of paper of almost any topic. We can go preclinical, we can go clinical, and we have this focus on translation. So I think in terms of this call for papers, I would hope that people really challenge assumptions and what's normal and be bold, but also, of course, following ethics and regulations in doing so, just so that we can be more precise in our targets and effective therapies and safe dosing. Just the whole accumulation of those being answered with these very bold questions and hypotheses.
Thank you. Great points. And Li Wei, what's the value in submitting for a special collection? Since CTS follows a continuous publication model, how does a paper being included in a collection benefit authors and readers?
I think, obviously, one of the benefits to be included in a collection is a focused topic. And that could an identity that attract a wide readers, and especially readers in the community or the communities that are already interested in these topics. And precision medicine obviously is a major component of translational medicine, which like we already described and talked about. It covers a range all the way from preclinical discovery to the clinical implementation. So focusing on precision medicine is a very unique, but also very focused, but also can have a wide audience. And what I can see the benefits is for readers, obviously, like I said, you can get all the information in one collection. And that's a power of it from even from me as an average, you know, scientist. This could be a really good avenue to gain information, to learn from others, and even to think about how your own research might fit into these broad stream that is happening, you know, in the scientific community. From the author perspective, obviously, as a researcher, you want your science to be recognized and by the community and to reach out as wide audience as possible. So like this collection could allow you the potential reach out audience that are interested, but also might also expand the audience outside your known peers because of for a topic that could interest you know, in readers from both academia as well as from industry and the regulatory components. So I would really feel like both from audience as well as from the author perspective, there's significant benefits. And ultimate goal is we want the best science to reach out most people.
Yes, and I will just add to that, that the journals tend to do a bigger push social media-wise and promotion-wise for special collections as well. So there is an added layer of promotion that will be going toward papers in this collection. Well, I want to thank you all for joining me today. It's been great chatting with you, and I'm very excited for this issue. We're really hoping that people will submit some really great research. This call for papers is available on the ASCBT website, as well as other calls for the ASCBT journal family, and we'll also include a link in the description of this episode. All submissions are due by October 1st, 2026, so if you have any questions about manuscript types or submitting to CTS, please feel free to contact Managing Editor Alethea Gerding at alethea@ascbt.org. That's alethea@ascbt.org. Thank you for listening to ClinPharm Pod. Be sure to check out past episodes while you're here, and remember to visit ascbt.org for updated podcast releases, our latest webinars, and the most recent issue of all three journals.